JR, it's clear that there are demonstrations occurring in many places in Iran right now as we speak. The president has encouraged them, he's on the record, and others, encouraging them towards freedom and for the Iranian people. Yet, interestingly enough, or perhaps not surprisingly, one of the few entities that actually have spoken about some of this was CNN, and they put it in this perspective, quote, they accused the U.S. of, quote, grotesque meddling through social media. So CNN, not surprisingly, doesn't like anything relative to freedom or the president calling for that. But let me start here with you, JR, on this. Just the way the things are today and have been for a long time, that when we see such kinds of demonstrations as we are being told are happening in Iran right now, it seems to me that someone has to organize, which is pretty tough to organize in multiple locations, spontaneous demonstrations like spontaneous combustion. It just doesn't happen. In such cases, I generally look to who has the capacity and the interest to organize such demonstrations or to encourage them at least. In this category, I'd say who has that interest in Iran? Well, certainly the United States, certainly Israel, certainly Saudi Arabia. On the other hand, I raise that specter of does the Iranian government, could they be so strategic so as to organize perhaps a false flag event? And as a strategic intelligence and counterterrorism specialist that you are, I'd like to have your thoughts right now as to what's happening there and who might be precipitating these demonstrations on the ground that we're seeing in Iran.
You know, it's remarkable to watch this. It happened in 2009, and the administration of Barack Obama essentially ignored it and allowed it to die on the vine. There's four aspects of this that I find to be fascinating. First and foremost, is this is a response to the economic pain that's going on. I really appreciated the first half of your show and talking about the financial aspects that's going on here in America. The exact opposite is happening in Iran. To put it in just a couple of specific situations, the price of eggs have increased 40% in the last 6 months in Iran. And Iran pumps a large amount of oil, exports a large amount of oil, yet gasoline is very difficult to come by, is extremely expensive. The Obama administration provided the government of Iran with billions of dollars with the signing of the nuclear arms agreement, and yet virtually none of that money has made it into the Iranian economy. So the response that you're seeing right now is a response due to economic pain. They're seeing the Iranian government spend billions of dollars on their nuclear program, tremendous amounts of money on their intercontinental ballistic missile program, and they're funding to a large degree terrorist activities in Iraq, in Lebanon, with Hezbollah, with Hamas, and with the Houthis in Yemen. Iran is spending a lot of money on everything but the Iranian people. So and the second element of this is the political unrest. You know, these demonstrations now have gone directly against the Ayatollah and the religious leaders. Now, you got to remember, when Black Lives Matter or the Antifa's protest here in the United States, they get arrested, they go get processed in jail, they're out in 30 minutes. In Iran, they most often lose their lives. These are serious. You don't protest against Islamic religious leaders with no consequences. And there's some really significant issues about this. The Iranians are not Arabic. They highly resent the Islamic leadership in Iran. Iran is essentially Persian. You know, their religion historically has been Zoroastrian, not Islamicism. And they're protesting that. They don't like bowing towards Saudi Arabia to pray. They don't like having Arabic being pushed on them constantly. They are Persians. They're very proud to be Persians. And the other thing is, you raise a point on where is this coming from. It's clearly deeper than just a few discontents. This is a very large-scale uprising. It is growing. Their efforts to contain it are not being very effective yet. In fact, the Iranian Republican Guards have now been turned loose.